Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ateria. How can I assist you today?
Okay. I called on May the 19th, and I was supposed to, I was told that I would get my refund back on this month's MasterCard. The accountant handed me the new bill, and we did not receive the credit back.
Okay.
And does case 021 mean anything for you? Confirmation number?
I can get your zip code so that I can pull your account up.
Okay.
What would your zip code be?
67511.
67511. Can you verify your first and last name?
Laverne, L-A-V-E-R-N, Snyder, S-C-H-N-E-I-D-E-R.
Okay, and your shipping address, please?
1213 Northwest 30 Road.
Okay, so what seems to be the problem?
Well, I didn't receive anything.
You
and
didn't?
I don't know. No. And so when I called and talked to somebody on the 19th, May the 19th, no, April, no, January, February, March, 419, that'd be April. On April 19th at 11:54 in the morning, the person said they would go ahead and credit me back for the $56.95 and the $7.95 on my next statement.
Okay.
And we have the new, the accountant laid it on my desk here that there's no credit back for the $56.95 or the $7.95.
So you customer order was black. Your order was blacklisted. You called a counsel your account?
Pardon?
Your account is canceled. You called to cancel it?
Right, and at the same time we canceled it, then he said that he or she said that they were gonna credit me back the $56.95 and the $7.95.
Okay.
But it'd be coming on the the May statement, which we got the May statement. And the accountant said it was not credited back.
So I'm trying to figure. So you picked a gift, and when you picked the gift, you paid $7.95 for it.
I don't know what I did. I don't know who did what.
So you don't know anything about this account?
No.
So you saying it's fraud?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
You say you didn't receive anything. I'm trying
no.
to figure it out, like, for you to see what I can try to do for you, but I need to know what really happened. Like, you didn't order this?
Nope.
Okay, well, I'll have to get you over to the fraud department.
Because if I did, I didn't receive anything.
Yeah.
And the guy, whoever I talked to before says, there'd be no problem. Canceled. And the confirmation number he gave me was KC021 and said they would credit me back for the $56.95.
I don't even have that, though. And if he would have did that, he would have went on ahead and did it while he was on the phone. I don't have none of that information. I just have that he explained to you about the $125 gift card.
I don't know anything about a gift card.
Yeah, you should get a gift card
I never
that
got any
come
gift
with
cards.
this. Because see, the tablet that you was getting, it will be a welcome gift for a membership.
Nope. I sure wouldn't have signed up for anything like that. So I'm a business owner.
Well, I can get you over to the fire department so they can handle this for you.
Okay. Yeah, there was another company I talked to, and they went ahead and credited me back.
Well, I can't do that if you stating that this was fraud and you know, 'cause we take fraud very seriously.
Yeah, because there was another thing called Vital Life, and we got a credit back from them.
Okay.
Basically, like the same thing. It was another one of them. Yours was $56.95, and theirs was $56.97. But the $56.97, we got credit back for that.
I mean, you could have, but you basically saying that you haven't did none of this. So I can't touch
Okay. Well,
anything if you're saying
we'll
that this
tra
is fraud.
we'll transfer me over because I never got anything. I never got no gift card. I never got any
Well, the
merchandise.
gift card, well, you will have to go into your email address that you put in an account, which is the basketball dad one at hotmail.com. You have to go on that email to click on the link to get your $100 gift card. It doesn't come in the mail. You have to click the link to receive it. Then you'll get it. And it'll be under gadgets. But I'll go ahead and get you over and they'll discover what happened.
Okay. Appreciate them.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, so I do have your information being forwarded to Fraudulent Department, and I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day and hold one moment.
Okay, thank you.